Is your bathroom looking old and worn out? Want to update it, but you don't know where to start? Then let BCI Bath & Shower show you how to turn that old bath into an aisle of beauty and functionality. Our residential bathroom solutions provide the best value on the market, and our customer service is second to none. Our cost-effective BCI Bath & Shower family of products has what you need.
Remodeling our bathroom was a big decision for us.
They didn't make a mess out of our house at all. And at the end of the day, we had a beautiful new bathroom. And it was a great experience the whole way through.
We have the best monthly payment programs in the industry, with payments as low as $68 per month, or no interest, no payments for 18 months. That's right. Get the bathroom of your dreams now and pay for it in 2021. Call 1-800-694-7153 for a no-obligation price quote. That's 1-800-694-7153. When you want quality bathroom products at a great price, it's got to be BCI Bath & Shower. Call 1-800-694-7153.
Into Tomorrow Continues. I'm Dave Graveline. Thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you in advance for participating on the program. Remember our mantra, call in, win stuff. It really is easy, but you make the show. Whether you have a question about something you heard with one of our guests, or maybe a question in general about consumer technology, perhaps you want to help another listener by adding to one of our answers. Whatever the case, we'd love to hear from you because, again, your participation really makes the broadcast every week. And when we hear you on the air, you automatically win stuff. It really is that easy. Easy ways to participate as well. There's three you can choose from. One, of course, is to use the free Into Tomorrow app. Search those two words in your favorite app store, Into Tomorrow. Another way, of course, if you use your phone as a telephone these days, who does that? But some people do. You're welcome to call us anytime, toll free 24/7 to 800-899-INTO. It's toll free from anywhere in North America, 800-899-4686. Or the way that a lot of folks are doing it now, on any device with a browser and a microphone. So that can be your computer, your laptop, your desktop, your tablet, or your smartphone. If it's got a browser and a microphone, then visit us at intotomorrow.com and click on that little Ask Dave button on the lower right. And you can do it that way as well and participate. All we ask is that you give us your first name, where you're joining us from, and how you hear the show. And voila, you'll be on the air. And it really is that easy. Our next guest joining us from London, England. His company has unified mobile hardware, social purpose, and cutting-edge fintech with the release of a new smartphone. There's some really unique things that they're doing. The co-founder and CEO of a company called Zambezi is Alpesh Patel. Alpesh, welcome into Tomorrow. Thanks for coming on. How's the weather in London?
Very, very British. Gray and raining all the time. But,
Well, terrible thing. I've always enjoyed my visits to London, probably especially because I know I'm coming back home to Miami afterwards. So. But it's always been a great city to visit. So I look forward to seeing London again sometime soon, I hope, as we get back to whatever is the new normal. As always, want to remind our radio audience that we've got video of almost all of our radio guests, showing you the products, showing you the guests, showing you some of the things that they do. So we invite you to visit intotomorrow.com and look for this interview and check it out. First of all, tell me a little bit about your company, Zambezi. What is it all about? And then let's get into specifically what you guys are doing that's really cutting edge these days.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, thank you for the opportunity to showcase our offering. Zambezi is basically a new category within the smartphone ecosystem. I think we all agree that the world doesn't need another phone. Yeah. We all agree that the world doesn't need another OS. But what the world really needs is for the consumer who's looking at their screen 300 to 400 times a day, for the consumer to start getting some kind of rewards for what they're sharing on that phone. And unfortunately, the big guys are not doing that. So based on my background, coming from 30-odd years now in the mobile device space, I was director of Motorola Middle East and Africa for many years. I created Africa's first mobile device brand, and I sold that business 4 years ago. One of the key things here is that, you know, we can't get into a price war. There's always going to be someone cheaper than you. I always swore to myself that my next platform is going to be based on value. And that is really about creating something that continuously rewards the user. So we built this proposition called Zambezi, as you can see here. And it really is something that doesn't exist today. It's a curated and aggregated platform that consists of hardware and software. It's what I like to call familiarity, but with a difference. Just to let you know why we call it Zambezi, we're a minority-owned company. Zambezi, the great African river, it's obviously a minority play on Amazon, being the great South American river that now the great e-commerce company. ZMBIZI, short for tech, being tech-friendly purposes. The BIZ because it's a business tool, and the IZI because it's extremely easy to use. So, yeah, I'm loving to show you the product when we're ready.
Sure. Well, give us an idea of what is it that it does that makes it different. I mean, obviously, we've established now that it's hardware and software, and that's cool. And apparently works with AT&T and T-Mobile, but as I understand, only prepaid SIM cards at this point. Is that correct?
Yeah, correct. What we've done with the U.S., we are a U.S. company. I just happen to be the only non-American shareholder and co-founder, but we are a U.S. majority-owned U.S. company, and America is our target market. It's just about bringing more choice to the consumers in the U.S. If you look at all the carrier offerings right now, most of it is Apple, Samsung.
Yeah.
We want to bring a bit more choice to the market, and with that approach, going directly to the end user, which is a direct-to-consumer model, you can buy the product on our website. It is an unlocked device. Which works on a prepaid package. We do attach a SIM card with one of our partners that comes in the package, but that's obviously up to the user whether they wish to connect it or not.
Okay.
We're trying to be directly to the consumer so that we can kind of own that communication channel with them and keep them updated on latest offers and things.
Gotcha. But it's a lot more, I'm guessing, than just dealing with a different carrier or even perhaps your same carrier that you might be used to. Where does that cutting-edge financial tech come into the picture?
I'm about to show you. So what we're saying here is familiarity with the difference. What we built, you cannot enforce completely something new and take a consumer on a 180-degree turn. It's going to take a long time for them to get used to things. You have to what we call build within some kind of comfort zone. And that's why we say familiarity, but with a difference. Familiarity being the handset. Everyone understands what a handset looks like, what it works like. People will forget their kids at home, but they will not forget their handset. That's how important this thing is.
Touché.
We made it very transparent because that's our brand ethics, and I'll explain why. It's a beautiful Android device. It's a 6.7-inch screen, Android 11. It's an octa-core processor. But that's, you know, like I said, we're not in the phone business, and we're not trying to compete with the other big brands. I don't think the world needs folding phones. I don't think the world is trying to get a 90-megapixel camera. What we're trying to show here is what's inside the phone, the familiarity, but with a difference. So here you'll see a mobile digital billboard, right? This does not exist today on any phone. This is passive advertising with the aim, what we're working on right now in the back end, just look at your phone and get paid. Just look and get paid.
Really? You talked about how we look at our phones 300 or 400 times a day. Imagine if you could look at your phone that many times and get paid for it. So how does that work?
Well, that's all going to be based on AI. It's all going to be based on equality. It's all going to be based on transparency. So basically, whatever we would earn from the advertising partners, we would just share some of that equally with all our total user base.
Ah.
Right? And I think that's a fair deal. That's a very fair deal. Because you can't force someone to click, right? But you should, it's still their eyeballs going to it. But Dave, the real beauty here is the Zambezi ecosystem when you press the Z button. Now, we've here curated, I believe there's 4 or 5 things that people need in general to become really productive. You need wealth, you need health, you need to learn, and you need to play. And under those categories, we've assembled a pretty decent initial set of partnerships, industry-leading partners. What brings all these together is our proprietary rewards. Our proprietary rewards wallet that we built here. And this rewards wallet basically captures your activities, whether you're searching, sharing, shopping. And when it gets to $20 minimum, you press redeem, and the money goes into your Zambezi Visa debit card. It also comes with a physical card. You go to the ATM, you take your cash. It's a very raw, convenient form of fintech.
Really?
Now, if you think about it, there's lots of loyalty programs around today, but I don't want to fly with your airline. I don't want to buy that kettle and toaster from your catalog. I want cash. We're giving the power back to the user to be able to monetize from their screen and get cash and spend it however they want. So that's a really important part of our fintech. Every phone comes with its own Visa debit card, which eventually entails financial inclusion for millions of Americans that may not be part of that need to be included in the whole digital economy. That's a very important part of our message. And we are a social brand as well. I'll even speak about that a bit later. We've got some really cool other apps on this phone. We've got shopping app that's linked in with US retailers. You take a picture from your screenshot, you can find that product, you get rewarded for it. We've got brilliant video technology, like this video, for example. This doesn't exist today. With my finger, I'm able to edit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right?
Again, those of you not yet watching the video, you can see it at intotomorrow.com, but you can see how he's literally moving around in the video with his finger on the screen. And that's something different. Yeah.
It doesn't exist on any phone because we believe that this is going to create the next generation of content creators where you shoot with your Zambezi phone and with your finger, you're editing it, you can chop it up, add music, and then share it with your social media network. And when you share that, you're going to get paid because there'll be an advert in between.
Hmm.
So it's a really, really cool offering. We've got a partnership with Yahoo for search. We've got a telemedicine healthcare portal with some COVID information portal as well. It comes with free cloud storage. And it's got, you get rewarded for answering questions, surveys, and everything.
We're going to take a quick break and come right back and continue our discussion with Alpesh Patel, the co-founder and CEO of Zambezi. And you want to visit their site in the meantime, zmbizi.com. And of course, hit us up at intotomorrow.com. I'm Dave Graveline. Don't go away. There's much more to know about this cool new smartphone and its features right after this.